poor little Cinderella didn't even have time for her beloved animals. In the past, she had loved to spend many happy hours stroking them and talking to them. But now it was as much as she could do to give them their food. The animals were very worried, especially the doves.
Kukriku, kukriku, what shall we do, what shall we do? Cinderella, who was so gay, is crying her heart out night and day. Kukriku, kukriku, what shall we do, what shall we do? Every animal, large and small, meet at the oak tree, one and all.
And so all the animals came to the old oak tree, which was in the garden of Cinderella's house, to see what they could do to help poor Cinderella. They decided to wake up Curly Quacks, a funny little man who lived in the roots of the tree, and Miss Holly, the good fairy of the tree. Something had to be done.
Kukriku, kukriku, what shall we do, what shall we do? Dear Miss Holly, wake from your sleep. Cinderella must never weep. Kukriku, kukriku, Curly Quacks, we want you too.
What's going on round here? Ah, yes. Cinderella's in a lot of trouble. Miss Holly? Miss Holly? Wake up, wake up! Hey, Miss Holly, wake up! We've got a lot of work to do! Wake up, will you? Poor little Cinderella's in trouble.
Do you mean Margaret? How is she?
The ugly sisters are making Cinderella's life miserable. They never give her a moment's peace. She has to work morning, noon, and night.
What she needs is someone to help her. A prince is what she should have at her side.
Ah, I know the one. Young Prince Charming in the White Castle. The one who's always so sad because he feels so lonely.
Yes, yes, he's looking for a princess, but he can't find the one he wants. How would it be if we arranged he should dream of her?
Oh, I have it. I'll go to the prince and tell him all about Cinderella.
Oh, my, no, 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 that won't do at all. I'll have to go, too. Curly Quacks, you go on ahead. I'll be along just as soon as I've had a word with Cinderella.
Soon the father came back from his journey. He gave Cinderella the twig from the hazel tree that she wanted. But before he had time to say something about her shabby old dress, his wife dragged him off to see the stepsisters.
You see, my dear, how beautifully the dresses you bought suit them.
Uh-huh. But why has Margaret got such a dirty old dress on?
Well, she spends all her time sitting in the cinders.
She's given all her nice dresses away.
We gave her some lovely ones of ours, but she's just a Cinderella.
A real little Cinderella.
How is this possible? I've always seen her beautifully dressed.
Are you suggesting it's our fault, then?
Papa!
You've seen what she really wants. A twig from a tree.
Cinderella went to her mother's grave to plant the twig tree. Suddenly she felt so unhappy that the tears began to pour down her cheeks. The good fairy was watching her and wanted to comfort her. She changed herself into an old peasant woman so as not to scare Cinderella. She laid her hand on Cinderella's head and cast one of her magic spells. And suddenly, look! The twig grew into a little tree, and the little tree grew into a great big tree.
Cinderella, the tears which you were shedding just now for your mother have a magic power. Whenever there's something you really want, come and stand under the tree and repeat these magic words. Shiver, shiver, little tree, throw your present down to me. Then the tree will grant whatever you wish. You must trust me, Cinderella. I look after you. I'm your fairy godmother.